It's hard to know who to trust anymore. Many so-called conservatives in the media are either ideologically lukewarm or they're outright shills for the establishment. But when you listen to J.D. Rucker Live, you know you'll get a fearless, America First perspective that is based on a biblical worldview. Here's J.D. Rucker.
Civil war appears to be coming. In many ways, it's already here. I want to start off with a couple of very important caveats. Number one, I am not calling for civil war. Number two, I'm not hoping for civil war. I do understand the implications of what a civil war would mean here in the United States of America. I'm not, you know, at any degree, by the way. We're not just talking about, full-blown militia versus government versus police versus whoever. No. Even if a smaller scale civil war, perhaps a cold civil war, will not be good for the United States of America. It will divide us, and that is the goal of the globalist elites, to divide us and to conquer us, to eliminate our sovereignty, to bring us down, to end American exceptionalism. This is what the globalist elites desperately want. This is what they need in order to achieve their goal of realizing the Great Reset and spreading it across the globe. They need us out of the way. And so, no, I'm not sitting here, can't wait for civil war to brew up and for the fighting to start and for sides to be divided. No, I want America to be united. I just don't think that's possible anymore, at least not during this generation, maybe in the distant future. But I can't see in the short term anything happening that would make it to where our nation is, again, one nation. We are divided left and right. And people will say, it's an artificial division and yada, yada, yada. In many ways, they're right, because I think the way that we define it is incorrect. We define it oftentimes as the right is the Republicans and the left, that's the Democrats. That's not the case. There are many, 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 many Republicans who are actually fighting for and siding with the left. Maybe not politically speaking. Maybe they're not out there calling for open borders. But when it comes to their actual motives such as stopping Donald Trump, motives such as getting us involved in globalism, letting globalism take over the United States, there are people with R's next to their name in office today who are fighting for the globalist cause, who are fighting for the sake of the World Economic Forum, the Chinese Communist Party, Ukraine. Now, before people jump, oh my gosh, he's one of those anti-Ukraine guys. I'm against Ukraine corruption. I'm against the Ukrainian government, which is taking over $100 billion of taxpayer money and using it for their corrupt causes, not to get to the people, not to save the people, not to help the people of Ukraine. I support the people of Ukraine who are in the middle of all this, but I don't support the Ukrainian government, which is arguably the most corrupt government in the world. So let's just get that out of the way before people tune me out and say, oh my gosh, he's a Putin apologist. No. I'm not a fan of Vladimir Putin or Russia. I don't support the Russian invasion whatsoever. But I also definitely do not support American taxpayer dollars going to fund whatever the oligarchs in Ukraine want to spend the money on. It's not going to aid. It's not going to help things. If anything, it's hurting because it's prolonging the war. But again, we're not here to talk about foreign affairs. We're here to talk about this war. This war here in the United States. It's been a crazy couple of days. The fact that Donald Trump was raided, the fact that they're seemingly going after him in multiple ways. This is an acceleration. I don't want to say this is the launch. That would be the wrong way to put it. They really, this fight launched during the 2020 election. Technically speaking, the fight launched before the 2020 election. You could trace it back to Russia, when the real fight against us being America First Patriots, when it really started ramping up. The gaslighting, the lies, the propaganda, the attacks. And then nobody seemed to be too hurt by it. Those who were lying, who were gaslighting, who were spreading propaganda, still in power, still have their cozy little jobs in corporate media or big tech. Those who hid the Hunter Biden laptop, they were involved as well. And that does include, FYI, the FBI. So no, this attack didn't start with the raid of Mar-a-Lago, but it did accelerate dramatically. They are starting this next phase, and this is why this next phase, to me, is the beginning of a cold that could turn hot civil war. We've already seen so many things happening lately. Obviously, January 6th continues to be a topic, even though in reality, the vast majority of those who were involved and who are currently in political, they're political prisoners in jail right now, the vast majority of them should be released and receive apologies, maybe even compensation for being treated as political prisoners for minor crimes, if any crimes at all. They were ushered in by law enforcement. The fact that they are being treated more harshly than someone like Hunter Biden, who is on camera committing numerous felonies, who is obviously, clearly, unambiguously compromised by multiple foreign entities, including the Chinese Communist Party, who has been tied to other crimes where he may actually be willingly harming the United States and putting us in jeopardy for using his father, the so-called president of the United States, and when he was vice president as well, using him as fodder to advance himself and to harm this nation. Why isn't he in jail? Is it the same FBI? This is the same FBI, essentially, that covered up for him, that pushed Russia. And now they're taking it to the next level. They tried to instigate fights. They tried to instigate riots. They tried to instigate so much. They planned out a plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. I know her name's Whitmer. It's okay. I like to call her Whitmer. They participated in that. They engaged in it. They participated in January 6th. They participated in these other events. We saw, it was funny, we saw this smaller event that took place shortly after January 6th, you know, really started ramping up the investigations, the arrests being made. There was a rally that was planned in Washington, D.C., and very few people came. That was unfortunate because I think they didn't come because, number one, there was rumors spreading at the time that people were, that it was a trap, basically. It was like January 6th. It was a trap to try to get patriots and cause them to do things and yada, yada, yada. The only people apparently that showed up were a handful of patriots, some journalists, okay, a handful of Antifa, and a whole bunch of FBI agents. It became a meme. You've probably seen it if you spend any time on social media. The guys sitting around, the patriots sitting around or standing around there with their khaki shorts and tight shirts and brand new baseball caps and FBI sunglasses, shortcut hair. they were shields. They were there from the Department of Justice, from the FBI, to try to cause trouble. And thankfully, trouble didn't happen. We have to identify who our enemies are if we are going to engage in this civil war, or if the civil war is going to engage with us, I should say. Number one, you know, I see a lot of people on Twitter, Facebook, social media in general out there saying, you know, oh, the FBI, you know, they're the real bad guys here. Corporate media is helping them. Democrats, you know, even some Republicans. Folks, those are all pawns. Okay. We have to understand that this is about the Great Reset. This isn't about, you know, this isn't about just stopping Trump. Let's get that out of the way right now. Okay. Stopping Trump from running in 2024. That's just a cherry on top. I hear it seems as if most people are saying this is all about stopping Trump in 2024. Folks, no, it's not. That's a side benefit. That's just like, okay, yeah, that may or may not happen. What they really want is to sow division. What they really want is to polarize the United States, to destabilize the United States. This is an action. All of these things, January 6th, all of it, Russia. And yes, everything that's being done to Donald Trump right now, all of these things are being called down from the powers that be, the powers and principalities, the globalist elites. This isn't a decision made by Christopher Wray or even whoever Joe Biden's handlers are, okay, or Nancy Pelosi or anybody else. This order came from the top. And the goal here is not just to stop Donald Trump. The goal here is to start civil war. That's it. They need to weaken the United States if they're going to realize the Great Reset. And this is the start of it. And unfortunately, I mean, it's not like saying, oh, now that we recognize it, we can stop it from happening. That's not the case. Okay? I mean, it's not. It's not like, okay, if we recognize this and we spread the word and tell everybody, hey, this is about the Great Reset, that's going to keep, okay, we caught you. Now there's not going to be civil war. No, they're going to keep pushing. Unfortunately, we don't have the power even as we the people, even if we were able to get the word out, we don't have the power to stop them from what they're doing, because the things that they can do not require us to participate. They can hurt us along, as we've seen with gun control. They can hurt us along based upon actions that are taken by their pawns. And those pawns do include the FBI, most Democrats, not all of them. Some of them are actually part of the globalist elite. Some of them, Barack Obama, for example, I would say Nancy Pelosi is definitely up there. Okay. You have some of them that are actually participants amongst, we'll call them middle managers. Okay. Call them, say, you know, if most Democrat lawmakers and even a whole lot of Republican lawmakers, if they're just pawns in all this, then the power brokers within each party, they're actually, we'll call them like knights or bishops on the chessboard being pushed around by the powers that be. So I'm not suggesting that all of them are in the dark. Most of them, I would say, are. Most of them think, oh yeah, this is really about rule of law and stopping Donald Trump. You know, they don't know the plans. They're just pawns. FBI agents, vast majority of them, just pawns. They're not privy to the knowledge. They could speculate, but those speculations are going to be wrong, just as most pundits out there are saying this is all about Donald Trump. It's not. It's about you. It's about me. It's about us. This is an attack against us. Stopping Donald Trump in 2020 is just, I guess you could say, a cover story. Okay. Do they want to? Absolutely. Or do they do this for that reason? No. This is about division. It's about starting a civil war. You have to understand that. The actual power brokers, we'll call them again, these middle managers, these pawns, or these knights, these bishops, these rooks, okay? Not the queen, not the king, but these powerful pieces on their board. This does include the deep state, okay? The leaders of the deep state, which is made up of essentially neocons, former spooks, current spooks, and the military-industrial complex, as well as other members of the globalist community within the World Economic Forum, as well as the Council for Inclusive Capitalism, these people are these middle managers. They are powerful pawns, are powerful pieces on the chessboard, but they're not the leaders either, nor are the leaders of the Democrat Party. You know, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, they still answer to their own handlers, their own leaders within the globalist elite, probably people who are aligned with Barack Obama, who would be almost certainly among the globalist elites, up there with Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Bill Gates, people like that. You also have the people like even Mitch McConnell. Yeah, I mentioned the Democrats, but yes, Mitch McConnell is involved. Mitch McConnell is one of those who is controlled. He is a globalist. He is controlled in many ways by the Chinese Communist Party. He's beholden to the machinations of the architects of the Great Reset. Everything he does pushes in that direction. You know, this is why I used to get so annoyed at people, so annoyed at patriots who are out there. Oh, look at Cocaine Mitch. He's getting all these judges out there. He's really helping Trump. I keep thinking to myself, number one, I saw some of the judges. I looked into some of the judges. A lot of the judges aren't who, you know, oh, it's a Trump judge. Oh, that must mean that they're patriotic, originalist, you know. No, they weren't. Okay, a lot of them were bad. McConnell pushed them through. These are McConnell people. Then you also look at the fact that, you know, getting judges confirmed, that can be handled. I mean, that's not something, oh, he's such a great Senate majority leader. That's a task that can be handled by a shift manager at a fast food restaurant. It's literally just scheduling it out and saying, okay, vote. All right, next one. Okay, here's a judge. All right, vote. Okay. Mitch McConnell's with the pawn. I'm sorry, Mitch McConnell. More than a pawn. Okay. Let me stop there. Let me elaborate just a bit real quick on that, because I think it's important that we understand. When I say, you know, the difference between a pawn and, say, a knight or some more powerful piece, the difference between, you know, we look at, for example, Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul, okay? Both senators, both from Kentucky, okay? But Rand Paul's power, he gets one out of 50 votes, okay? And as part of the minority, that's pretty much it, okay? He gets 5 minutes here or there to question Anthony Fauci or whoever during these hearings, but essentially, that's it. That is literally the only power that they have when they are, you know, these lower-level senators or congressmen. It's not like he can actually do anything without the majority. It's not like he can actually, you know, he could He could participate in filibusters. He could, I mean, there's just not a lot that they can do, okay, as individual lawmakers. Okay, that's why they are, I wouldn't say insignificant. But people ask, why aren't you doing anything? Because they can't. Not when they're in the minority. And whereas somebody like Mitch McConnell, even as minority leader, he does have the ability to negotiate. He alone has this ability. Meets the Republicans in the Senate. Only he can do this as Senate minority leader, which, by the way, is not constitutional. Neither is Senate majority leader, neither of which are in the Constitution, but I digress. No, there's nothing that the gap in power between Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul is tremendous. And that gap only increases, even though if they do get the majority after November, yes, Rand Paul will become more powerful because they have the majority, because, you know, suddenly they will have the power of subpoena. They will have the power within committees to do a whole lot more, to hold the hearings that they want to hear, to ask the questions that they want to ask. That increase in power is small compared to the increase in power that Mitch McConnell will have, assuming that he would become the Senate majority leader again, which I just, that thought just bugs me to death. But it can happen. So Mitch McConnell may be a bishop, maybe a rook, maybe a knight or whatever within the whole globalist agenda. People, even Democrat senators currently, Democrat congressmen, the vast majority of them are just pawns. Same thing with most in corporate media, same thing with most in big tech. We have to understand who the enemies are so that we can get out of this mindset. Oh, this is just about Donald Trump in 2024. No, this is about you. This is not about the 2024 election or even the 2022 election. This is about the Great Reset. This is about the destruction of the United States of America. This is about civil war. And you have to understand that. Sorry if I'm getting heated. But I see far too many conservatives out there saying, oh, it's about this or that. They're wrong. You're wrong. Sorry. I'm not saying that Donald Trump isn't a factor. Okay? Like I said, stopping him is just the cherry on top. After the break, we'll talk about what their goals are. They're going to, you know, and really what a civil war even looks like. So stay tuned. Hey, everybody, it's J.D. Rucker. I wanted to talk to you real quick about the future. Seems like everything's going crazy. Okay, we got food crisis, supply chain issues, border crisis, war in Ukraine. They're going after Donald Trump. The globalists are really pushing for the Great Reset. It's happening. Everything is going wrong. The economy is tanking. Okay. I have put together a list of sponsors that you can find at jdrucker.com/prepare. That's jdrucker.com/prepare. As those who have listened to me or watched me for a long time know, I do not pick out sponsors based upon how lucrative they will be. I pick out sponsors because I believe in their products. I stick with these sponsors for an extended period of time. I test them out. I vet them out. I make sure they are America First companies, that they're not donating to Democrats, that they're not beholden to the Chinese Communist Party. So check it out, jdrucker.com/prepare, jdrucker.com/prepare. God bless America. Now that we know who the bad guys are, who the bad guys are, the globalist elites at the top, Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, those types of people, we know there are pawns. The FBI, corporate media, big tech, okay? Most Democrats, and unfortunately, either many, if not most, Republican lawmakers. And then there are the middle managers, so to speak, the pawns, the bishops, the rooks. These are the leaders within the deep state, the leaders within the uniparty swamp, the leaders within corporate media and big tech, big pharma. These are the, again, middle managers. These are the people that are just below the Barack Obamas of the world, for example. They are not calling the shots. They are still being told what to do, but they are at least privy to some of the plans. For example, they know that this attack against Donald Trump is not just about him. It really is about you. It really is about pushing forward the Great Reset. This is about dividing the nation, causing massive strife, starting a civil war. We need to understand what their goals are if we are going to truly be able to fight them. And I'm not talking about fight them necessarily with guns, as I did state, and I'll state it again. I said this in the first section. I am not calling for civil war. I am not hoping for civil war. I understand what civil war will do. I just think it's inevitable. I think that at this stage, whether it's happens next week, next month, next year, at some point, they're going to get it to the point to where the United States is so divided, is so such a powder keg that we are going to blow. We are going to start fighting. They could bring about false flag attacks. There could actually be real domestic terrorist attacks as a result of this. This push against Donald Trump, this is just the beginning. And that's a sad thing. But we have to understand what their goals are. As I've said before, okay, stopping Trump from running in 2024 is a goal. And I would say that the pawns, okay, most Democrat lawmakers, most FBI agents, most corporate media shills, most Democrats in general, most never Trumpers, the vast majority of them, they do believe that this is all about stopping Trump, about, oh, you know, he committed crimes. He took classified documents from the White House. And, you know, you should never do that. Barack Obama didn't do that. Bill Clinton didn't do that. Okay, let's debunk that right off the bat. First and foremost, if it did happen, people are talking about, oh, they're going to plant evidence. I don't think they need to plant evidence. Not in this case, because I would say that it's a very, very near certainty that he probably does have classified documents in his possession. And I would say it is a 99.99% certainty that Barack Obama does. I don't want to say 100% simply because that scares people, but it's almost 100%. Barack Obama took classified documents, as did George W. Bush, as did Bill Clinton, okay, as did George H.W. Bush, as did Ronald Reagan, as did Jimmy Carter, as did Gerald Ford, as did Richard Nixon. Okay, you can go all the way back. This is what they do. This is just standard operating procedure, okay? I think when people hear classified documents, they think, oh my gosh, you know, this is in like some lockbox and they have to like hire some Tom Cruise Mission Impossible thieves to go through the ventilation shaft and grab them. And you know, I even heard it was some people that saying, oh, you know, people were caught sticking it down their sticking in their socks or down their pants to get documents smuggled out. Folks, there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans today who have classified documents on their person. There are literally tens, if not hundreds of thousands of documents, if not millions of classified documents that are out there in the wild. There are many of them that have been sold to our enemies. This is not an uncommon event. I'm not trying to justify it, by the way. I want to be clear about that. But a case can very clearly be made that a president of the United States, once they exit, number one, of course, they can declassify whatever they want. Number two, they have access. Okay, they have the ability to hold these documents until their presidential library is built. These are things that the general public does not know, that the FBI, the Department of Justice, the Democrats, the rhinos, they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know that this isn't a big deal. People are saying, oh, they're going to plant the evidence. Okay, they probably won't need to. Okay, I'm not going to say it's a 99% chance. I'll call it, we'll just for the sake of keeping it as real as possible, we'll call it about an 85% chance that Donald Trump did take classified documents, as did all of his predecessors. And those classified documents are, you know, currently in the hands of the FBI. So let's just assume that. I hate to say that, you know, but oh my gosh, you're a traitor. No, I'm just saying, calling it the way that it is. That's probably the case. It's not about planting evidence. This is about a nothing burger, okay? Donald Trump was not going to take these classified documents and sell them to Russia or China. He's not going to use it to blackmail Joe Biden. He was not going to use it for anything. Okay? This is just what presidents do. It's what a lot of people do. And so them manufacturing this attack against him is intentional, okay? It is being used as a way to stop him in 2024, but more importantly, it's being used to get you and me and everybody else riled up. I do expect them to engage in false flag attacks. I expect right now, as we speak, as you're watching this or listening to this, there's probably some militia group in Oregon, okay, that's meeting and not realizing that there's a couple of FBI informants or shills or double agents or whatever you want to call them, or maybe even agents themselves who have infiltrated. They're there and they're trying to get, hey, you know, we should take out the federal building. You know, I know a guy that they can get fertilizer or whatever, you know, it'll be Timothy McVeigh, but we won't get caught. these conversations are almost certainly happening. They're trying to push us towards this civil war. That's why I say, when I say prepare for civil war, I'm not saying, let's do it. I'm saying, folks, it's probably going to happen. They're going to use these events against us. They're going to make lists. They already are making lists. Why do you think that they're in the process of trying to push forward and rapidly push forward this expansion of the IRS to need 87,000 additional agents? Agents, many of whom will be armed. They are creating an economic police state. They are weaponizing the FBI, the entirety of the DOJ, and now the IRS, Postal Service even. They're turning this government into in preparation for total control, totalitarianism, martial law. This is coming. And they know it. They're preparing for it. This is a long-term plan. And part of that plan is to get you and me as riled up as possible to engage in acts of domestic terrorism. This is the start of a civil war. We're going to look at it as the start of a revolution. We're going to be saying, look, we're fighting oppression that is even worse than what the pre-revolutionary America had to face under British rule. It's worse. It literally is worse today. And unfortunately, the other half of the country, the left, they're looking at this and like, hey, I don't see anything wrong with that. Yeah, take control. We could sure use a police state. They don't realize the implications. They don't realize the consequences that come from this. They don't realize they're going to be hurt by this in the long term, as much, if not more, than we are. Their true motivation, they being the actual power brokers, the people who are in the know, their true motivation is not just getting Donald Trump. It really is dividing the United States. Because if they can divide us, and we are already divided, let's be clear about that, but if they can turn this division, this cold civil war that's currently taking place, they can make it go hot, make it to where they can start rounding up patriots. Oh my gosh, we got to get guns out of everybody's hands. Got to get, we got to have all this control over the people, especially those dastardly Trump supporters. Okay? That's who they're coming after. They're coming after us. You got to understand that. You've got to understand that. I can't stress that enough. People will ask sometimes, why? Why would they want to destroy the United States of America? Do they just hate us that much? Well, number one, yes. But number two, we are the obstacle that stands in the way of them realizing their goals of the Great Reset, of Build Back Better. Look, you can't build back better unless something's destroyed. Something's working. Why, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. They need to break it in order to build it back better. To have a reset, you have to have a reason to have a reset. Your computer crashes, you reset it. If your computer's going fine, you're not sitting there trying to reset your computer just because everything's going hunky-dory. They're trying to force the Great Reset, and that requires destruction. Think of it like a building, okay? And we have to understand what Build Back Better, what the Great Reset, what all of these little catchphrases, the neo-Marxists, the globalist elites, what they want. All these little catchphrases require destruction, okay? Think of it like a building, okay? You got the United States of America, this beautiful building, this great tower, okay? It's getting old, okay? So it needs some improvements. And that's what we do. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make things better. We're trying to improve the United States of America, we being America First Patriots. Donald Trump tried to improve the United States of America, and he made great strides in doing so. But those improvements, okay, so it's like, okay, so you look at the third floor, that third floor looks like it needs some work. Let's throw some paint in there and let's get some new carpet, okay, and let's get that fixed up. That's how you fix things. You renovate, you improve, you expand. Okay, let's add another floor, or let's take down a floor. Okay, there's too much government. Let's take one of those floors down. This is the analogy, by the way, that I like to look at. But if you're going to build back better, if you're going to have a great reset, the changes that they need in order to achieve their neo-Marxist goals, in order to achieve their satanic goals, they don't need to renovate. They need to destroy it. They need it to implode all the way down to the foundation, the Constitution. And they need to start over. That is building back better. That is the Great Reset. So let's be clear about that. This is why they need us to be weakened. The strength of the United States of America, the strength of American exceptionalism, outside of the Constitution, capitalism, and all the various ideologies that have driven this nation, including our resources and everything else. But it really is the people. And to be specific, let's call it what it is. It's been the Christian conservatives, the patriots, the people that love this nation, that love our God. These are the people who have truly made America exceptional over the decades, over the centuries. And they need us out of the way. And this is their pathway to do it. This is how they keep us from making America great again, by causing civil war, by making us appear to be the enemy, by making us appear to be domestic terrorists. This is all part of their plan. And their plan, unfortunately, is working. We can stop it. We need to be aware of it. And we need to accept the fact that we might not be able to stop it, in which case we must prepare for this inevitable cold civil war turning into a hot civil war. I need you guys to understand that. So let's just say that up front. What does the civil war look like, though? I mean, what does it look like? You know, it's not like back in the 19th century where you had the North, you had the South. Okay, you had clear divisions. You had a clear separation that made it easy to have a civil war. Okay, this city in the North, okay, they're on one side. This city in the South, they're on the other side. You know, you could have attacks. We can't do that. You know, even out here in California, I'm in California. You think, oh, California is just all leftists and liberals. No, folks, I'm here. Not a leftist, not a progressive, not woke, okay? Not by any means, not by any stretch of the imagination. So if we can't have this geographic division, what does it look like? Well, number one, it looks like feds versus the states. This is why I've been so impressed with people like Ron DeSantis, people like Greg Gianforte. Most Republican lawmakers at the state level are not very good. Most Republican governors are milquetoast. They're feckless. That's why I support Kari Lake adamantly, because I do believe that she will be one of them. I'll have her on the show, by the way, tomorrow. So yeah, we need the states to start fighting back. And some of them already have, to some extent. We need this fight to be bigger, better. And it is going to turn in many ways into a civil war-like scenario. We could, I'm not predicting this, I'm just saying it's a possibility, we could see conflict between federal law enforcement and state or local law enforcement. That could happen, especially if these red state governors do what they're supposed to do what they should be doing, which is to, number one, kick the FBI out of your state if you can. Keep IRS agents out of your state. How do you do that? Oh, but there's a supremacy clause. And, well, there's ways around it. Okay. There are ways to fight this at the state level. Federalism, believe it or not, limited government federalism still does have hope. You know, sometimes we look, we see all this big government, we think, oh, federalism is dead. Maybe it is. I don't choose to believe that. But this will also manifest in other ways, neighbor versus neighbor. We're going to see neighbor versus neighbor, people wearing with Trump flags versus people with BLM flags or whatever. We've already seen that to some extent, but I think it's going to ramp up. I think it's going to get actually worse. We're also going to see more and more and more and more and more, especially as these lists continue to get made, these lists of patriots, these lists of America First people. You think Trump getting raided is the last one, or Navarro, or Roger Stone, or anybody else? No. They're going to be raiding us. You're going to see a dramatic increase in 4 a.m. raids on people who were in the wrong place at the wrong time, on people who participated in the next variation of January 6th, or even people that participated in January 6th alone, or maybe it's just people because of a tweet or a Facebook post. I don't know how far they're going to take it, but they're going to take it further than it is now. That's for certain. Okay, bank on that. There will be more 4 a.m. raids from the FBI. And if it's a high-profile person, CNN will be there. If it's not a high-profile person, that person will never be talked about. You won't hear about it at all. Of course, you'll hear about it from us, because we will be keeping our eye out for it. This is there's utter chaos that's on its way. And when I say the Civil War is going to heat up, it's already here in a cool format, but it's getting hotter. And thanks to the actions of the FBI, thanks to the actions of the globalist elites that are pushing the buttons, pulling the levers, making the Biden regime do stupid things, making Democrats do stupid things, making many Republicans do stupid things. Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham. I mean, we're facing with a civil war that's coming. Can we stop it? Yes. We have to pretend like, or at least assume that we can't stop it. That's why we have to prepare. The whole purpose of this video, by the way, is to tell you that number one, civil war is coming. Number two, get ready for it. And after the break, we'll explain ways that you can, hopefully, get ready for whatever it is to come. So stay tuned. Folks, if you were listening to this show, watching this show, chances are you have MyPillow products. I'm here to tell you that you need more. And the reason being is, well, twofold. Number one, because there's some amazing sales going on at MyPillow.com right now. But number two, because frankly, they're hurting. I don't want to, I'm not saying this, I'll probably get in trouble for even saying it, but I can tell you based upon sales, I can tell you based upon reactions that I've been receiving from other show hosts, other conservative news outlets, that MyPillow sales have gone down dramatically. They are hurting just like the rest of us. I mean, many of us are hurting. Vast majority of us are hurting. But if you can, whether you've got a MyPillow or not, take a moment, support this America First company, support Mike Lindell, support the show by going to MyPillow.com and using promo code JDR. That's MyPillow.com, promo code JDR, or call 1-800-862-0382. That's 1-800-862-0382. Promo code JDR. Help out two America First companies. So, what are we going to do about all this? If there is civil war coming, and again, to reiterate for the third time, I'm not calling for civil war, I'm not hoping for civil war, but I do believe that it is here, that it is on its way, that it is coming very soon, probably much sooner than most anybody even realizes. They're in the process of pushing this forward, and the architects of the Great Reset, the globalist elites, these powers and principalities, they are accelerating their timeline. I think a lot of people have been saying, oh, you know, we've got until 2030. It's like, really? You really think it's going to take that long? They want to get this ball rolling as quickly as possible. They're pressing forward hard. And they will not stop until they achieve their goals. They're very powerful. So I'm not trying to sit here and say, oh, you know, have no hope. You know, I think I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think a lot of times I have a higher tolerance than most for quote unquote bad news. Because I'm cool with it, okay? I hate to say it, but look, if this is the end, if these are the end times, hallelujah, praise God, because we're going to be home very, very soon. That's a great thing, okay? That's a wonderful thing. Now, with that said, we don't want to suffer, and yet it seems as if many of us will. It seems as if those of us who are either fighting the hardest or not fighting at all, people are, you know, there's two degrees of pain. There's the pain that's going to be felt by those of us who fight the good fight. People that are on these FBI lists, the people that are going to get raided at 4 a.m. Okay, the people that are going to become political prisoners, just like the January 6th political prisoners. Some people will even be killed as a result of this. Okay, and then there's the other side. People that, you know what, I'm going to stay under the radar. I'm going to mind my own business. But you too. You will feel the effects. You will face persecution and hardship. It might not be for fighting the good fight. It might be for not fighting the good fight, for becoming beholden to government, dependent on government. And then there's people in between. Everybody, and I don't condemn any of you, by the way. Okay? I know there's people out there. I've met these people. And you know what? I really hope things go well, but I'm not a fighter. I can't go out there and do the things that you do, or I can't go out there and put this at risk or that at risk or whatever. Hey, I don't look down on you. I don't think you're a coward for doing that. We're faced with, again, extraordinarily powerful forces. I do not hold it against anybody for doing that. Everybody has to do what they have to do for themselves and for their family. They have to do what's best. And to me, as long as they do this first step, the first step is the most important step. As long as you do that, how you fight the fight, or maybe not at all, hey, I'm okay with it. Okay, that first step is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and to repent of your sins. If you do that, anything else you do, fight, don't fight, prepare, don't prepare, doesn't matter. We're brothers, brothers and sisters. So I'm okay with that. But some of you are going to want to fight. Some of you are going to want to be ready for the Civil War. Others of you, maybe you won't fight, but you still want to be ready. It is time for us to prepare. You know, I posted a tweet. It's funny because I posted this tweet before news broke about Mar-a-Lago. I posted a tweet basically saying, you know, store food, buy gold and silver. And what was the other one? there's three of them. I'm having a Rick Perry moment. There's three agencies I'd get rid of. I can name two of them. What was the third one? my goodness. Now I'm crumbling on live on air. Store food, buy gold and silver, and stock up on ammo. Of course, stock up on ammo. You know, and I posted that hours before, just a few hours, maybe even a couple of hours before the news broke about Donald Trump. And I think people assumed that I was responding to that because the tweet went semi-viral for me. I'm not a big Twitter user, by the way. You know, it's not like, oh, you know, I spend all day on Twitter like a lot of people. I just don't have the time and whatever. I'm not going to rip on you folks out there that are spending all your time on Twitter or Getter, social, Truth Social or Parler or whatever. MeWe. I broadcast on there, maybe have some conversation, but that's about it. I don't spend a whole lot of time there. But with that said, I post that tweet and it hit like, I don't know, 1400 likes or something like that. So, you know, which is very good for me. I usually get like 10 or 15. So I think people thought I was responding to the action that was taken against Donald Trump. And it does fit. It does fit. I said that, you know, those who are not ready within a year, they're going to wish they were ready, prepared. With food, with gold, with silver, with whatever, ammunition for sure, water, meds, all these great important things in life, things that government will use. And I've said this many times in the past. If you're new to the show, by the way, subscribe and, you know, go back through the archives. You'll see that I've talked about how they being the powers that be, how they will use these certain items, certain necessities against us. They will use these to control people, which is why I'm so adamant about everybody preparing. But one of the responses, or I shouldn't say one, because there was actually probably half a dozen responses of people saying, hey, you know what? That's great. What if we can't? Okay. What if we're not in a position? I know tens of millions of Americans out there are not in a position right now to go buy $25,000 worth of gold and silver, to go, you know, get a $2,000 6-month food long-term storage pack, or to, you know, stock up on 20,000 rounds of ammunition right now. It's just not what most average Americans aren't in a position to do that because the economy is tanking, because our jobs are tanking. To those people, I would say, you know, do what you can. There are steps that we can take that don't require money. Let's start with those first. Let's get that out of the way. Number one, and this is for everybody. I don't care if you're sitting on $1 billion or if you're negative in your bank account. You need to start localizing your life as much as possible. Get off of Amazon, okay? Find alternatives in the local area. Be ready for a world in which, you know, ordering online or having things shipped from Taiwan or whatever, all the things that you need, that you're able to get them locally. And it does behoove you, by the way, to make connections with people. Okay, it's not just about going, oh, you know, I buy local, like I've got the local grocer, I go buy there. Get more local than that. Go to farmers markets, make connections with farmers. Tell them, hey, you know, start a conversation. And this isn't just for farmers. This is literally for everybody. Small business owners that you deal with, you know, instead of going out and ordering your vacuum bags from wherever, Costco, okay, see if there's a vacuum store close by. Am I kidding? Try to find and make connections with these people and ask them, you know, say, hey, you know, normally I go and I buy my food at the grocery store. Normally I buy this thing over on Amazon, but I really want to, you know, I'm concerned that supply chain issues or other issues, financial issues, economic collapse potential, that these things will make it difficult, if not impossible, to engage with, you know, the various national or international companies. So I'm trying to find people locally that I can trust, that I can work with. And you'll be surprised. Maybe you won't be, but you will find that the vast majority of people, when you start talking to them about this, I'm not talking about just necessarily the clerk, you know, talk to the owners, talk directly to the farmers, talk directly to the business owners themselves. You'll be surprised. And they'll say, hey, you know what? I agree with you. I feel the same way. You know, we have our own concerns. We are trying to move our own supply chain and localize it as much as possible. You're going to hear that a lot. I know because I've asked these questions. And I would say at least half the people that I've spoken to have said, oh, yeah, we have the same concern with our business. And we're trying to localize our business. We're trying to get our resources and our products as locally as possible. Okay. Farmers are saying, oh, yeah, no, I used to ship out everywhere. I don't ship very far anymore. You know, we just sell locally as much as possible because we can get rid of our stock locally. It's not quite as lucrative, but hey, it does work and it makes sense. Get contacts with these people, you know, in case, and I'm not just talking, hey, what's your website? I'm saying, you know, ask them, can I have your phone number in case things really hit the fan and I have to come drive over to your farm to pick up my cucumbers? You'll be surprised. They'll say, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Here's how you contact me. Make these connections, but it's not just making these connections with businesses. Okay. You need to start looking for allies. Okay. Talk to your family that's local, especially. Talk to your friends. Talk to the neighbors that you trust, not all your neighbors. Okay. But talk to the ones that you trust. Start the conversation. Ask them, hey, what do you think about what's happening in the world? Are you getting prepared? I am. Perhaps you should be. I don't have a whole lot of money, but I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Get the conversations going. Seek groups locally. There will be, chances are, depending on where you live, there's a very good chance that there is a local prepper group, a local farmer group, a co-op, you know, groups of, I'm not saying go out and join a militia necessarily, but find these groups that are of like-minded people, patriots, people that are concerned about the same things that you're concerned about the things we're talking about today. Talk to those people, join these groups. And you might say, oh, but that's going to get us on the list. Folks, chances are, I hate to tell you this, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but chances are, if you're watching this show, if you're on social media in any way and talking about these things, you're already on a list. They already know who you are. The IRS already knows you. The feds already know you. They've been building these lists for a long time. I talked about this, two or three years ago. I was telling a good friend, Ann Vandersteel, who's also a show host. I was telling her, hey, Ann, I just heard from somebody that you're on a list. You know, and she's like, really? I was like, that's crazy. About a month later, she's pulled out in the middle of trying to go take a flight. She pulled out a question. She called me back. She's like, hey, tell me more about this list. It's not just people like her, Ann Vandersteel, or me, or anybody else. People like you. Okay. Just because they haven't come after you yet doesn't mean they won't. It's funny. There was it's been a long time since I've watched a whole lot of television, but I used to watch a show called Mr. Robot. Okay. It's a decent show. Above average, I would say. But there was a part where, you know, there's an entire season you're going through and you see the FBI doing their thing and you see the main character who's under, you know, you think, oh, he must be getting away with it because you see the FBI doing their thing, they're questioning other people, and then you see him doing his thing and he's out there doing all these crimes, right? It wasn't until like episode 5 where you finally see they make an arrest of one of his allies, if I recall. It's been a while since I've seen it. They make arrest of one of his allies, or maybe they arrested him directly. And then you see their board. Okay, you know those boards they have on television shows with FBI or law enforcement. You know, they got the pictures and they got the picture of the suspects and notes and lines drawn between them. They had everybody. Apparently, for the entire season, while they were pretending like they didn't have anybody, they had the whole crew. Okay, they had the connections. They had everything figured out. Okay, if they just weren't acting on it, which is I thought was a neat little addition to the show. Okay, you didn't get to see their progress until much later. Think about where we are today. It's kind of what the situation we're in. Okay, they got us already. So if you say, oh, I don't want to join these local groups because I don't want to get on a list. Too late. You're already on a list, folks. I'm already on many. I can assure you that. But let's say you don't want to. Let's say, you know what? That's not for me. I'm not going to join some group. I don't want to go to meetings. I don't want to do this. I just want to, what happens? What do I do? People ask this, what do I do? I don't have a lot of money. I where can I go? That's where you need, you know, your, I guess, best place to find help at this stage is churches, local churches. Go visit them. Say, hey, you know, I'm elderly. I have a home. I'm not homeless, but I think that things are going south here soon. I think they're going to start coming after us, especially definitely America First Patriots, as well as many Christians, if not most Christians, if not all Christians. They're going to start coming after us soon. You know, I don't want to stand in the government's breadlines. I don't want to stand to eat crickets. You know, do you guys have a pantry? Maybe I can help out. Maybe I can volunteer, and maybe you guys can help give me some food or whatever. I don't know. You know, but talk to churches. You'll find, oh, no, you don't need to volunteer. We're fine. You know, if you can help out if you want. But yeah, if you need extra food, we've got some extra food. If you need medicines, we can help you with medicines. Maybe they have some extra money. It's tight for everybody. But it's time for, and by the way, and just to, I know that a lot of you involved or watching the show, many of you are pastors at churches. If you don't have programs like that ready for, to help your local community, if things go south, start building it now. You say, oh, things are tight. I don't care. Don't worry about building the extra wing onto the church if you already have enough space. Don't worry about repainting. We are in a spiritual war on top of a political war. This really is, at the end of the day, this is more of a spiritual war than anything. We talk about the end goal. The end goal is a great reset. No, folks, the actual full-blown end goal is the destruction of the faith. It's the destruction of our Judeo-Christian world. They want us under a one-world government. Most importantly, they want us under a one-world religion. They control. They are trying to separate us and our connection with God, period. So don't just assume that this is all about politics. It's not. Talk to your local churches. If you're a pastor, if you're a parishioner, if you're whatever, you know, if it's your church, not your church, start talking to them. Get ready, because if you don't have the means to be able to take care of yourself, you're going to need help. And the last place you want help from is government. We need as few people as possible beholden to government, because whether it's civil war, you know, you could say, oh, I'm so patriotic, I'm going to fight for the good fight. Folks, if you are, I hate to tell you this, and this might insult some of you, and you might say, no way, that's not true. But if you're given the choice between, you know, because you didn't prepare, if you don't have food, water, whatever you need, if you're given the choice between, oh, you know, you've got to do this to get into the government's breadline, to be allowed to get your block of cheese, you got to do this in compliance of this and this and this. Chances are you're going to bend. Chances are you're going to get jabbed, even if you haven't been jabbed already. If they say you got to get jabbed to get in the breadline. Chances are you're going to have to delete your social media or stop, you know, oh, but you can't get in the breadline because you're an instigator. You're an insurrectionist. Don't be that person. We need as few people as possible to be beholden. If you don't have the means, make allies, make friends, be ready. If you do have the means, go to jdrucker.com/prepare. Stock up on food, stock up on ammunition, stock up on meds, stock up on, you know, get gold and silver. Physical gold and silver. I'm not talking about the, you know, ethereal paper stuff. Yeah, you might as well get Bitcoin if you're going to get paper gold or digital gold or whatever it is they're trying to sell. Get physical gold and silver delivered to your house, or physical gold and silver delivered to an IRA. Take your retirement, move it over. Go to jdrucker.com/prepare. I've got a list, all the various places. Okay, these are sponsors, and these are the sponsors that I have hand selected based upon them being America First companies. Based upon them being offering the proper products, proper services that we need, that we're going to need. I don't pick out sponsors based upon the most lucrative. I assure you of that. Okay, I passed on some of the most lucrative sponsorship deals because I didn't believe in the product. I believe in needs. It's going to be a civil war. It's time for you to prepare. Lord willing, I will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you all stay strong, stay safe, and God bless. Hey, everybody, it's J.D. Rucker. I wanted to talk to you real quick about the future. Seems like everything's going crazy. Okay, we've got food crisis, supply chain issues, border crisis, war in Ukraine. They're going after Donald Trump. The globalists are really pushing for the Great Reset. It's happening. Everything is going wrong. The economy is tanking. Okay, I have put together a list of sponsors that you can find at jdrucker.com/prepare. That's jdrucker.com/prepare. As those who have listened to me or watched me for a long time know, I do not pick out sponsors based upon how lucrative they will be. I pick out sponsors because I believe in their products. I stick with these sponsors for an extended period of time. I test them out. I vet them out. I make sure they are America First companies. that they're not donating to Democrats, that they're not beholden to the Chinese Communist Party. So check it out, jdrucker.com/prepare. jdrucker.com/prepare. God bless America.